Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Here is Daf Yud Gimel. We begin right on top with the words Kpar Goy Moshuach Upara Eda V'chulu. So we're faced with a choice. We have the par for the Kohen Gadol, for his sin. We have the par for the general public on account of their sin. Two karbanis standing before us. Which one goes first? The Mishnah says, the one of the Kohen Moshuach takes priority. That goes first. Benani Mili, how do we know this? The Tanur Rabbanan we learned in a Braisa. This is the pasuk regarding par ha'eda, the public par. V'saraf oisa, it's meant to be burnt. Kasher saraf, just as they burnt, as a par rishon, the first par, meaning the par of the Kohen Moshuach, which is mentioned earlier in the pasuk. Now, this phrase seems to be redundant because it already says in the previous pasuk, V'asala par kasher asala par achatas, that the same that was done to the original par is done to this one as well. So why repeat again that this is meant to follow the par Kohen Moshiach's, you know, process? Matam Ulemar harishon, why does the pasuk have to add that we do this the way we did the first one? It's to tell us that there is a first and there's a second. Shehei Rishon, that the Par Kohen Moshiach comes before Koidim Lepara Eda in terms of B'chol Ma'asav, its entire Hakrava process. Now we know the Par Kohen Moshiach comes first. Tanur Rabbanan. We learn in the Braisa regarding the order of priority, regarding choices of Karbanis before us. So we start with the first one, Par Kohen Moshiach, versus Upara Edoim, both standing before us. Which one goes first? As we said, Par Koyen Moshiach Koydem. It comes before Lepara Edo B'chal Masav, and the reason is Hoyl U'Mashiach Mechaper. So this Braisa gives us another reason. Since the Koyen Moshiach himself is a Mechaper, right? He's the one that brings the Karbonis. He's the lead, Koyen Gadol, entrusted with atoning for the public. Right? Ve'edo Mischaperes. So basically, the Kohen Moshiach is the one that's going to be mechaper on the rest of the nation. Ve'elam mischaperes, whereas the aid of the nation, the public, is receiving the kapara through this carbon. So it makes more sense that first he has to sort of fix his own wagon, clean up his slate, before he can address and attend to everybody else's kapara. Dinu shi'agdim. It makes sense shi'agdim a mechaper. At first, the Mechaper, the Kohen Gadol, has to address his own deficiencies and his Kapara before La Mischaper, before we address the Karban, which is meant to be Mechaper on his recipients, so to speak. Chenu Omer, as we find in similar fashion, on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol first takes care of himself, and once his slate is clean, he can turn around and take care of everybody else. V'chiper ba'adoy, uva'ad beisei. First he's mechaper for himself and his family, and then, uva'ad, the rest of the nation, ba'ad kol kal Yisrael. What if we have a choice between a par hilam davar shel tzibur, right, the public par, and we have the par of avodah zarah? So basically, they did two things wrong. They were misled by the bezin to eat, you know, chaylev, which generates a standard par hilam davar shel tzibur, and also to do avodah zarah, which generates a par, which is going to be an oila, right? A regular par halam davar is a chatas, but a par of avodah zarah, the par is an oila, and you also bring a sa'ir as a chatas. So the par halam davar shel tzibur, which is in effect a chatas, koidem, takes priority over la par shel avodah kechavim. Why? My taima. The high, because the first one is a chatas. The high, but the one for avodah zarah is actually an oila. And chatas precedes an oila. V'tanya, as we went to the braisa, where a fellow brings a pair of birds, one a chatas, one oila. Which one's first? V'yikriv es asher l'chatas rishoina, the chatas comes first. Why does the pasuk have to say this? Matam olayim. What's the point? Im l'lamed shtei chatas rishoina. If it's to tell us a sequence, chatas is number one. We already know that from elsewhere. Hari kvar nemar v'sasheni yaso oila kamishpat. Right? We have the pasuk which says the second one is the oila. Automatically, the first one is the chatas, right? Ela zeban av, it's coming to teach us a general formula to provide a precedent to elsewhere as well. When you have a chatas and oila together, which one's first? Shehu kol chatois, koidmois la'oilois, habois imayim. That when a chatas accompanies an oila, the chatas comes before the oila. First you atone, and then you bring your gift, right? V'kaimelon. In fact, we learn to this extent, sha'da filu chatas hoiv, koidemes, lo'ilas behema. one were to bring a chatas bird with an animal oil, you would think the animal goes first. No. First the chatas is spite. It only being a bird, chatas before an oil. Okay, next question. If you have a par avodas kechavim, which we learned is an oila, with the soir of avodas zara, which is an oila, which is a chatas, which one's first? Says the Gemara, par avodas kechavim, koidem, come before, lisir avodas kechavim, amai. The obvious question is, what do you mean? Hai chatas, vai oila. The par is an oila, versus the soir, which is chatas. And chatas is meant to come first. Amri Marava, and Eretz Yisrael responded, Mishmei in the name of the Rava Bar Mori. Here it's an exceptional case. Chatas, because the way the Torah writes, records the word chatas of the Avodas Kechavim, it's with a missing letter. The word is missing, chasira the aleph. Lechatas, right, without the aleph, ksiv, that's how it's said. To indicate that in fact, this chatas is not like an ordinary chatas, rather, it's meant to go as number two after the oila. Rav Amar, another reason why, in this case, the oila comes first, because the pasuk uses the word kamishpat, the way it's said, in the order, the way it's sequenced in the Torah. But kamishpat ksibbe, it has that word to indicate that we follow the order of the psukim, where the oila is enumerated first. So here it's an exceptional case, the oila comes before the chatas. Continues the Gemara. Suppose we have a choice between a soyer of Avodas Kechavim, right, the second carbon of the tzibur's Avodas Zara, and you have the Nasi, the king, who sinned, and must bring a soyer, right? So you have the two goats, which one's first? Seir Avodas Kechavim is koidem, takes priority over the Seir Nasi. Why my timer? Well, hai tzibur, v'hai yachad, this is for the public, right? So it goes before the yachad, the individual, despite the fact that he's a king. Seir Nasi, the Seir of the Nasi, Koidim comes before L'Seiras Yachad, a private individual's Seira, that he brings an account of doing something which, requires a Chatas. So the Nasi's carbon goes first, my time, why? Well, Hai Melech, this is the carbon of a Melech. Certainly, it goes before V'Hayedyoit, this fellow is an ordinary citizen, so he comes number two. Seiras Yachad, Kademus L'Kivsas Yachad. You have two people bringing a carbon of Chatas, which allows for a choice. You can bring a she-goat, a se'ira. You can bring a kivsa. Which one comes first? Okay, he brings a se'ira. He brings a kivsa. Says the b'raisa, se'ira se'yachad. Koidemas l'kivsa se'yachad. First you tend to the se'ira before the kivsa. V'atanya. But we have a b'raisa, which switches it around. Kivsa se'yachad, koidemas, comes before the se'ira se'yachad. Rabbi Tanoi, actually, it's a machlekes Tanoi. Mar Savar, one holds. Se'ira adifa. Se'ira takes priority. Why? Because it has added elements to it, which makes it a priority. Because we find that the Seira has, broader applications than the Kivza. A private person does have a desire, he brings a Seira. So we find that Seira has many applications, and therefore it's a higher level carbon. The other Shita says, no, Kivza comes first. There's a part of an animal which is only around by the Kivza, the tail area, which is brought as a part of the carbon, which is something you don't do by a soyer or a seira. So it's a greater, broader carbon, therefore goes first. And finally, we have a choice regarding the aymer. That's the minchas aymer that brought on the 15th day of Nisan. So with the aymer comes a sheep. Which one do you offer first? The aymer comes before. Likewise, shtei alechem, the two breads on Shavuos, come before koidmin lakvasim habayimim, to the sheep that come along with them. You know why? Zaklal, because of this rule. Davar haba begin haidlayoyim. The carbon which is on account of the day itself, like the aymer shtei alechem, it comes upon the occasion. So that's the primary carbon, and the animals that come along with it are merely secondary, accompanying that primary carbon, and therefore the primary comes before the secondary. Koidim l'davar haba begin lechem. It comes before the carbonates that come on account of the lechem itself. They're sort of accompaniments and secondary to the mincha and or the lechem. Continues the Mishnah regarding giving priority. In this case, it's in terms of saving people. You only have the ability, the resources to save one person. Ha'ish koidim l'isha l'hachis. So if a man and a woman are in danger, you can only save one First comes the man. Now, the point here is because we have to look at it from, you know, a spiritual lens. And since the ish has more opportunity to do mitzvahs, he's chayv and more mitzvahs. So therefore, that takes priority in terms of your chiv to save him. Likewise, if you find an aveda, lost item, you can only return one or the other. You return the man's over the woman's. On the other hand, it's in terms of purchasing garments, supplying them with their clothing, man or woman, a woman takes priority because her shame, her embarrassment is much greater than a man's. So in this case, she takes priority. And also, if both are captive, both were kidnapped, you can only redeem one, you take the woman before the man, because in her case, there's a greater chance of avera and shame. However, if you know for a fact that both individuals are going to be susceptible to physical interaction and to avera, in this case, ha'ish kadem li'isha, you have to prioritize the man's fate over the woman's, because in the case of a man with this type of activity, it's more shameful and embarrassing. Tana Rabbanan. Here comes a brayso. So we have three people, hayahu, the man himself, v'avav and his father, v'rabbi and the man's rebbe, all sitting in prison, bashevi. And he has the ability to redeem one, himself, his father, or his rebbe. Which one's first? Who kaidun rabbi? Certainly he takes priority over everybody else. Right? Chayecha kaidun. One's self is his ultimate, you know, responsibility. That comes first. But now in terms of number two, his rebbe or his father? The rabbi kaidun love it. First comes the rebbe over the father. Right? Because although his father brought him into this world and brought him up, but the rebbe taught him, talking about, you know, a serious rebbe, taught him most of his Torah, right? So then, Rabbi Muvak, that takes priority because he granted him eternity. Now let's say the mother is together there. Ima kedemes lekulam, the mother comes first. As we said before, a woman is meant to be salvaged before anybody else. Chacham kedem el melech Yisrael, in terms of priority, a chacham, a wise, an outstanding a scholar, comes before a king. Why? And again, we're speaking about supporting, saving from sakana, taking out of prison. So the scholar, the chacham, takes priority over a king, because a chacham is very hard to come by, one in a million, right? Chacham shemeis, if the chacham should die, ain't lanu kiyotzei bo, you can't replace him. There's nobody else to take his place. But melech Yisrael shemeis, a leader, a king, as great as he is, but you know what? He's not indispensable. Kol Yisrael ru'im l'malchus. Pretty much anybody in Kol Yisrael can serve as a king. Right? So the loss isn't as profound, and therefore the chacham goes first. On the other hand, melech kohen kohen gadol. A king comes before kohen gadol, shenemar. We have the pasuk by David HaMelech when he turned to the Kohen Gadol, Tzadik HaKohen. Vayimra HaMelech lehem k'chui machem es avdei adeneichem. So he told them to take along the other servants of adeneichem, your master, i.e. himself, David HaMelech, and anoint Shlomo HaMelech as king. So he clearly referred to the Kohen Gadol as his own servant. Apparently the king outranks the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol kaid l'navi. Kohen Gadol outranks a navi. Shenemar mashach oisei sham. Tzadik ha-kohen v'nosen ha-navi. So the Kohen Gadol and the navi are mentioned together. And who was listed first? Higdim tzadik l'nosen. Tzadik, the Kohen Gadol, came before nosen. Kohen Gadol before the navi. Voimer, furthermore, we have arrived at the same point. V'apasak shmano Yeshua kohen ha-gadol atavei re'echo. So you have the Kohen Gadol together with his colleagues who were Nevi'im. We learn Kohen Gadol comes before the Navi. Perhaps those colleagues were just plain people, not Nevi'im. Tam Leimar. The pasuk continues. It describes them as Ki'anshi Moifis Hema. Outstanding people, miraculous people. This Lashon refers to a Navi. So we see the Kohen Gadol comes before a Navi. What about different types of Kohanim Gedolim? One is Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. He was anointed with that oil. And the other one was just a Meruba B'Gadim. He wore the clothing, that's how he got inaugurated. He had no anointment. So the one that's Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha stands higher. Koidim L'Meruba B'Gadim. On the other hand, Meruba B'Gadim is Koidim comes before L'Mashiach Sh'Avar Machmash Kiryai. Koidim Mashiach, who's no longer serving because he became Tummy, had a carry. So the Meruba B'Gadim, who's currently serving, is on a higher level. Next, Moshiach Sha'avar Machmas Kiryai, a Kohen Moshiach who's no longer serving because of a temporary, you know, tumah, interference, Koidim Lover Machmas Mumay. He stands higher than a Kohen Gadol who was replaced because he had a permanent mumah, is not going to return to active duty. So the first one who's going to return stands higher. Avar Machmas Mumay, Koidim L'Moshiach Machama, a Kohen Gadol who lost his post because of a blemish. So it's a permanent removal, but he's still a Kohen Gadol. He doesn't lose that status. And therefore, he comes before. He outranks a Mashiach Muhammad, a Kohen Gadol who was merely appointed, anointed, to lead Jews into battle. So the first one, who's a leader in terms of Avodah Beis HaMikdash, comes before the battle leader. Mashiach Muhammad Kohen Misgan. Mashiach Muhammad comes before Isgan, an assistant Kohen Gadol, a backup Kohen Gadol, who's not yet serving. Skan Kaidim Mamarkal. Skan stands higher than the Amarkal. That's the executive director of the Beis HaMikdash. Maya Markal, what is that? Amar Rav Chisda, Amarkal means Amar Kaila. He's in charge of everything. So certainly he's a leader, but he is not on the same level as the Skan Kohen Gadol, who could potentially take over the Kohuna Gadol. Amarkal, he comes before Kaidim Lagizbar, before the treasurer. Gizbar Kohen Moish Mishmar. Gizbar stands higher than the Kohen who runs the Mishmar, the weekly rotation of Kohanim. Reish Mishmar Kohen, he's considered higher than the Reish Beis Av, the daily contingent of Kohanim, had what called the Beis Av. The leader of that daily contingent, he stands a notch lower than the weekly leader. Reish Beis Av, the daily head, Kohen, the Kohen Hedyot, stands higher than the regular, rank and file Kohen. Okay, so we have the whole sequence from top to bottom in terms of prioritizing when faced with a choice of saving, of supporting. Ibailu, here comes a Naya Shaila. Linyan Tuma. So, suppose you have two Kohanim, who are faced with a tuma situation, a mace mitzvah, an abandoned mace. Somebody has to take care of him. You have a skan, the substitute, the assistant Kohen Gadol, u'mashoch mocham, the Kohen Gadol, who leads them into battle. Ezmem koidem, who should be the one volunteering to become tummy? Basically, who's the lesser important of the two? Amar mar zutra, beder av nachman, tashma. The Sanya. We have a price. Skan u'mashoach mocham. Walking along the road, shomalchem aderuch. U'poga behem meis mitzvah. And they encounter meis mitzvah. Who should become tamei? Says the Braisa, I'll tell you. Mutav shi tamei mashoach mocham. Let him do it. Val yitamei skan rather than the skan. Why? Because he has to stay available. He has to be on standby. Shem yera by psul b'kayin gadol. Because if the kayin gadol becomes psul, he has to quickly step in. So his services are vital. You can't jeopardize his availability. Nichnas haskanim shamash tachto. His skan has to come right in and fill his space. So it's a more critical post. It can't be jeopardized. V'atanya, hold it, but we have a braisa, which actually we just learned a minute ago, that Moshoch Muhammad outranks the skan. Moshoch Muhammad kaidim the skan. And here we say that Moshoch Muhammad has to forfeit his position for the sake of the skan, Amravina, depends in terms of what setting. Kitanya hi, lachyoseh, that braisa is speaking about supporting, saving the person. So in this case, Moshiach Muhammad stands higher because in terms of wartime, he's more needed than the skan. his services are more vital and critical. But in terms of tuma, right, which is not a permanent situation. So again, if it's a question of, you know, saving a life, this one or that one, the Mashiach stands higher. His services are more critical. But if they're both alive and well, who should become tameh, which temporarily puts him out of service? Shulchan Muhammad, because the scan must be available at moment's notice. Just in case the Kohen Gadol becomes disabled. Continues the Mishnah with a list of priorities. So, ordinary people, Kohen Levi in Yisrael, who comes first? Says the Mishnah, Kohen, Kohen and Levi. Kohen before the Levi, Levi Yisrael, Yisrael comes before the Mamzer, Umamzer before the Nasan, Kohen the Nasan. Those group of people in the Sinim who tricked Yeshua to thinking they came from a distance, and he made a pact with them. They sort of joined our nation. Not really, they can't really marry in, but they sort of bumped along with us. So the Mamzer comes before the Nasan. But the Nasan Kaidim comes before the Ger, the Nasan the Ger. So the Nasina was somewhat Gerim. In fact, they stand higher than a regular Ger who just joined today, because they've been around for a while. They've been part of our, they've associated with us for years and years. The Ger, Levet Meshuchar, a Ger comes before an Eved Kanani who had been serving Yid and was now released. And he becomes a full-fledged Yid now. But the Ger is still on a higher level. Continues the Mishnah. Hey, Masai, when is this so? When does this system of hierarchy hold true? Bizman Shekulam Shavim. When we're speaking about equals in terms of their Torah experience. But let's say you have somebody who is a great Talmud Chacham. Avalam Hoya Mamzer, even a Mamzer, if he's a Talmud Chacham, versus even V'Kohen Gadol, but he's an Amaretz, unlearned fellow. Says the Mishnah, guess who comes first? Guess who takes priority? Mamzer, who's a Talmud Chacham, Koidem, comes before V'Kohen Gadol, who's an Amaretz. So although he's a Mamzer, began with very humble beginnings, he worked his way up. He elevated himself to the highest levels. Saturated himself with Torah. He outranks a Kohen Gadol who's an Amoritz. Says the Gemara, Kohen, Koidem, Lelevi. How do we know that a Kohen precedes a Levi, Shenemar? Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Bnei Amram, Aaron, and Moshe. These were the Levim, right? Vayibodel, Aaron, Lagdisha, Kodesh, Kadosh. Aaron, who was designated as the Kohen, was now elevated above and beyond the rest of his Shevet Levi. How do we know Levi is Koidem to Li Yisrael? Shenemar Vayisahi Hivdol Hashem as Shevet HaLevi. So Shevet HaLevi in its entirety was separated and elevated mitoich v'goymer from the rest of the Yisrael. What about Yisrael Koidem L'mamzer? Why? Shezem Yuchas, because the Yisrael comes from upstanding lineage, as opposed to the Mamzer. He doesn't have the Yichus advantage. Mamzer Koidim Lenosin, he precedes the Nosin, the group of people who so-called joined our nation, but were not really allowed to marry in. Why does the Mamzer come first? Because Zeh Ba Mitipa Kishera. Vizeh Ba Mitipa Besula, because a Mamzer comes from a father who, after all, is kosher, is part of the community, as opposed to the nasan. His father is a nasan and unqualified. Tipa psula, deficient origin. A nasan is kodem leger. A nasan takes priority over an ordinary ger. Why? Because zeh godel imona bekedusha. Because the Nasan, after all, was raised with us as part of the community. He was considered a Yid. Zeh gadol imanu b'kedusha. V'zeh loy gadol imanu b'kedusha. But a ger who showed up today. So although he now converted, now joined completely and can marry in, unlike the Nasan, who stays separate, but after all, up until this point, he wasn't part of us. He was not raised in holiness. And finally, a geir is koydem le'eved meshuchrer. He precedes the Eved Kanani, who was now set free. Why is that? Because zehayu b'chlal or, an Eved, a slave, was included in the curse, in the order from Noach, way back when he said, that Canaan should be Eved Avadim Yalech, he cursed him. There's an element of Kalala attached to every Eved, which is not present by the Ger. So the Ger comes first. A Masab is Mashakul and Shavan. However, if the Mamzer, even a Mamzer, if he worked his way up, he's a Talmud Chacham, he comes before a Kohen Gadol Amoris. How do we know this is so? Amar of Acha, Rav Chanina, the Makrove, Pasuk. In Mishlei, describing the Torah, Yikarahi, she's so precious, Mipneinim. What's that? It's greater than the Kohen Gadol, Mikohen Gadol Shenichnas, who enters once a year, Lifnai, Lifnim, the inside chambers, the inner innards of the Beis HaMikdash. So despite his high stature, a person who's saturated with Torah is greater, more precious than that. Tanya, Rabban Shimon Chai Omer, Bedinu Sheyagdim Eved Meshuchar LeGer. Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, really, an Eved Meshuchar should come before the Ger. And the reason is, Shezeh Gadol Imanu B'Kedusha, V'zeh Loi Gadol Imanu B'Kedusha. The Ger is a newcomer. He wasn't raised in holiness, as opposed to Eved Meshuchrar, who's been around for a while, even in his Eved estate. He was performing mitzvahs like an Isha, right? So why is it that a Ger precedes the Eved? The reason, as said before, is Elo Zehayu B'chlal Oro, the Eved, was associated with the curse from Noach, V'zehayu B'chlal Oro, as opposed to the Ger, who was free of that, component. Shola Talmidav. So the Talmidim asked, Ezra Rabbi Lazar Ber Rabbi Tzadik, Mipnei Ma, why is it so that HaKoyel, all our rushing, Ratzin, Lissa, Giyaris, will freely marry a woman convert, Ve'en HaKoyel, Ratzin, Lissa, Meshachreris, but they avoid marrying a maidservant who is now freed, and also, is also considered a bona fide Jewess. What's the difference? Why? Amar Lemi says, the reason is Zuhaya Hoysa Bechlal Orer, because the Shivcha was associated with the Orer, like we find by right, Avram Avinu when he told his Eved Eliezer Eved Avram, the greatest of the great, right? He was Doilu Mashkum, Teiras Rabbi, he was the greatest Talmud of Avram Avinu. So despite his high stature in terms of the Torah, etc., but fact is, Avram told him, listen, sorry, my son Yitzchak cannot marry your family, your daughter, because Ein Baruch Mizdabek Ba'orer. Because Eliezer has Baruch and you're connected with Ar, so it's just in his genes. In any case, that was the answer here as well. Zuhi sebechal Ar, because the Mishachreres, being a former Shivcha, was associated with the Ar of Zu, as opposed to the Giyaris. Lohi sebechal Ar, she never was connected to the Ar. Davar Acher, another reason for that preference. Zuhi sebechaskas Shimur. The Gyeris was presumed to have been guarded in terms of improper interactions. Especially Rashi says that she intended on converting, so she was sort of anticipating. Vizul Ohesa B'cheskas Shima, as opposed to a Shifcha, free for all, there's no way of knowing about her experiences. Sholo Talmidov Esther Belezer, furthermore, the Esther Belezer. Yipnei Ma, why do we find another distinction between animals? Hakel of Makir is Koinai, a dog recognizes and is loyal to his owner, as opposed to a cat who doesn't seem to be familiar with his owner as a dog is. Why is that? Why is the cat sort of prone to forgetfulness? Amar Lemi says, I'll explain to you why. You see, as we're going to see later, when a person eats food that was nibbled from by leftover mouse food, it's detrimental to one's memory, to one's ability to retain information. So he says that's the answer for the cat as well. Even if a person merely eats mimasha achbar echel, leftovers of a mouse's meal, mishakeach, it triggers forgetfulness in the person. Certainly, ha'echel achbar atzmai, the cat who actually eats the mouse himself, certainly is infected with that forgetfulness syndrome. Alachas kama v'kama, that's why he sometimes disregards and ignores his owner. Shalom Talmidev Rabbi Elazar, they asked him another question regarding mice. Mipnema, why is it so that all disdain mice? It's like something repulsive. I call Mishlim Bachbarim, they always chase him out, and he's just so prone to being victimized by people. Why? More than other animals, why? He says, Mipne, you know why? Shasuran Ra, that bad, bad nature. They're just destructive. Maihi, in what way? Rava Mafilu Glimi. Even the garments that don't taste too good, I can't really have from it. They bite it, they chew it, they ruin it. Afilu glime gaitzi, they chew. Rav Papa Mafilu shufsa mar, even the handle of a hoe, gaitzi, they'll chew and destroy. Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbanan on the topic of items which can either be beneficial or detrimental to one's memory and his ability to retain Torah. Chamisha dvarim, there are five items that are meshachim esalimut, make a person forget his learning. Number one, ha'echel, if one eats, masha ha'echel achbar. Leftover food from which a mouse had eaten. U'masha ha'echel chatul, leftover cat food. Va'echel leiv shablami, eats the heart of an animal. V'rogel b'zeisim, is accustomed to eating olives once in 30 days. V'ashayse mayim shashir rechitzi, drinks the water. I was left over from washing. Varoichetz raglav zogah bezu, washes his feet one on top of the other. Reishem some ad afa maniach kelev tachas menashoysev. He uses his clothing as a pillow. As opposed to chamisha dvarim, the following five things, meshiv mesalimud, will actually restore his forgotten learnings. Even after the fact, you can re-retain it by engaging in the following five things. If one eats pas b'chamin, bread baked on coals, v'kloshkin b'chamin atzma, certainly if he eats some of the coals themselves, v'yichla b'etzim gulgalas b'lay melcha, eats a partially boiled egg without salt, v'ragl b'shamin zayis, he's accustomed to consuming olive oil, so the olive itself is bad, but the oil is good, v'ragl b'yayin v'samim, he's accustomed to drinking wine and smelling b'samim, v'ashoy semayim shoshir re'isa, he drinks the leftover water that was used to making a dough. Some add afa tovel. It's by melech v'oichel. He dips his finger into salt and samples the salt. Harogel b'shem zayis. That was the item we just mentioned. Olive oil. This is a positive thing. So yehel Rabbi Yechanan. This supports Rabbi Yechanan's statement, who draws to this irony. The Amar Rabbi Yechanan says k'shem shazayis m'shachayach limit shoshim rishon, just like the olive itself, if consumed on a regular basis, can actually make a person forget his learning of 70 years, kach shem and zayis. Conversely, the olive oils, after you bash the olive itself and you subdue the negative elements within it, the klipas and the etzah, now you have the pure olive oil that will actually restore forgotten learning. Kach shem and zayis, meshav limud, that he may have forgotten already 70 years. Shel shimshon, v'ragel v'gan v'samim, those things are good. Mesela rubber, that it's a riot to rubber, them a rubber. Chamru v'reichne, wine and fragrances, pikhin, maybe smart, maybe wise. If you do it, you know, l'shem shemayim, you can bring out, you can reinforce a person's intellectual abilities and hatzlocha and Torah. V'atevel is boi b'melach. Omer shlok shu ba'achas, provided he only dipped in one finger. Ketanoi, as we find in a brice, Rabbi Doimer achas l'shtayim. It only works when you dip one finger and you take the salt, but not with two fingers. Rabbi Doimer shtayim, with two fingers, like shalosh, not three. V'simanach kmitz, in order to remember these two opinions, that it's one, or according to the other sheet, two. Fold over your kmitzah finger, which is the fourth finger. So ignore the thumb, right? So just fold the fourth finger. So you have one finger to the right, the pinky, and two fingers to the left. So you know these are two shittos. One finger into the salt or two. Asara dvarim, says the Gemara, there are 10 practices that are kashim limud, that actually are detrimental to one's ability, to one's interfere with one's ability to understand and comprehend divrei Torah. However, ha'afsar ha'gomel, a person walks beneath the camel's saddle. V'koshka, and certainly tachas ha'gomel atzma, beneath the actual camel, certainly worse. V'oiver b'nishnei malam, a person walks between two camels that are side by side. V'oiver, or he walks between two women that are interacting with each other, b'nishnei noshim. V'yishayveres b'nishnei anoshim. Likewise, a woman who passes between two men. V'oiver mitachas riech rasha nevel, he walks down the street where there's a foul odor coming from a carcass. V'oiver tachas ha'gesha, or he walks beneath a dry bridge. Shalei overlof mayim tachta mayim mem yayim. It's been 40 days with no water under that bridge. V'oichel pas, shalei bishel kol tzarka, eats bread which wasn't fully baked. V'oichel basar, eats the meat out of the mixing spoon, mizuam alistroin. So he drinks water from that stream running through the cemetery. He gazes at the face of a deceased person. Some add to be careful of. Likewise, if one reads ksav, the protruding letters which were hewn out on the matseva, on the monument, shall gabe kever, upon a grave. They don't do it today. Today they either invert it, or it's just, you know, with ink. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Now we shift to various levels of kavod, of honor and respect that are granted to individuals depending on their rank, on their level of leadership. So the ultimate is the Nasi, right? The ultimate leader, Shanasi Nichnas, when he walks into the Beis HaMedrash. All rise. Kolam, everybody jumps up on their feet. Ve'ein yoshvim, they will not sit down. Achu oimer lehem shvu, until he turns to them and says, take a seat. Kshav Bezin Nichnas, a notch down is the Av Bezin, the head of the court. So when he comes in, the kavod isn't as widespread. Oisim lo yishura achas mikan. Vishura achas mikan, as he walks through, so one row of people to the right, one to the left, they get up. And that's it. Achi yeshiv imkoymei, they stay standing until he takes his seat. Next level is a chacham, an outstanding scholar, the rav of the city. Shachacham Nichnas, when he walks in, so they do the, you know, like the wave. Echad oimiv, echad yeshiv. He stands, he sits, he stands. Basically, as he's walking through, they stand up. And when he passes, you can sit down. So anybody within four amis has to stand up until he passes and moves on. Achi yeshiv mkaimai. So last ones, you know, remain standing until he actually sits down. What about bnei chacham? The sons of the chacham, who aren't really chacham on their own right. V'tom the chacham, or students of Chachamim, still, you know, in training. So it depends. Bizman shirabim tzrichim lehem. So when, you know, they're somewhat learned and serving the public in terms of their knowledge and abilities, right? Mafsin al rashiham. So they're allowed to actually come in even once everybody is seated. So it looks like they're walking, you know, over everybody's heads. So although it's not, you know, so respectful in terms of the crowd, we're allowed to do that because they're considered, you know, prominent people and they can come in at will. Yotza. Now, if one of these individuals had to leave Litzorach to take care of his personal needs, Yukonis. V'yeshim kamei, once again, he can come back in despite the fact that everybody's sitting. They used to sit on the floor, right? And by walking in, it looks like you're sort of, you know, projecting, you know, your hierarchy over everybody. You can do that because they left for a need. It was inevitable. B'nei Talmid Chachamim, Shemunim Aviyim Parnas Al Tzibur. What about the children of Chachamim? Right? So their fathers are appointed as leaders. So what about their kids? B'zman Sheyesh Lamdas L'Shmoya. So if these kids have the mental capacity to hear, to understand their father's, you know, lectures, Nichnasim v'yoishim v'neaviyim. So when they come and they sit facing their fathers, v'acharim kapiyam, and their backs towards the public, because they're facing their father and listening. B'zman she'ein lehem da'as l'shmoya. But if they don't have the ability to understand what their father is saying, they're too young or So in this case, they shouldn't be sitting with their backs to the public. Nechnasim yesh mufnei aviyam. So although they sit down in front of their fathers, but they flip around. Ufneim klapiyam, in this case, they face the general public. So just as in the Beis HaMedrash, these children will sit with their fathers, it's not considered, you know, an affront to the general public because they're coming to keep their father company and coming to, you know, nurse from their fathers. So likewise, in a Beis HaMishta, at a wedding, at a public event, likewise, they can come and accompany their fathers, snifim, they're sort of add-ons to their fathers. Basically, they sit near their fathers, and this actually enhances the kavod of their father. Omar, let's go back to what we said. Yotzal Tzerich, if one of these fellows had to leave to tend to his personal needs, we don't lock him out. He can come walk back in. Nichnas veshivim kaimai. Omar, probably, Omar, that's only true. Ella litktanim. If he went out to take care of small personal needs, because in this case, it's an accident. He couldn't, you know, anticipate it, and, you know, it was inevitable. Aval, but if he's going out to take care of big personal needs, l'gdoilim, loy, in that case, he shouldn't be doing it, right? He can't come back, walk in like that, because he shouldn't have come to it. Havalil meduk nafshi mikori, he should have examined himself, meaning he should have prepared himself before coming into the share, rather than having to disrupt, you know, the system in and out. Damar bidam arav, as we learned, the person has the ability and should, in fact, anticipate accordingly. Loyelo milam adadam atzmai, a person should train himself, lahashkim laharef, to attend to his needs in the morning, at night. So once in the morning, once at night. Kadesh lo yisrachik. This way, he doesn't have to find a place and, you know, travel out during the day because their outhouses were, you know, outside the area. So ideally, a person should train himself at set times. Apparently, it's something that a person could anticipate and schedule. So they should have done so. So as the Gemara, actually, but nowadays, things have changed. The Chalsha Alma, weakness has arrived. People's bodies are weaker. You can't really expect a person to be so, you know, organized. Afilu, l'gdoilim nam, even if they went out to tend to their doilim, it's also good enough reason to let them back in without, you know, without a fuss. So we learned that even at a wedding, even at a Beis HaMishta, these children are allowed to sit, you know, up in the Mizrach with their fathers. Amarava, that's only true b'chayavim u'fneavim. Two conditions have to be met. It's during their father's lifetime and the presence of their fathers. But otherwise, we don't have to give kavod to these children. So basically, the kavod giving to them is sort of an extension of the kavod that we give to their fathers, and therefore only when they're around in their presence. So we just finished a whole long, you know, presentation depicting various levels of leadership and the levels of kavod given accordingly. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, let's get some historical, you know, context to this brisa. B'mei Rabban Shimon Gamliel Nishnas Mishnezu. This brisa was established in the days of the Nasi Rabban Shimon Gamliel, and the background of which, the story that led to it, is the subject of the next piece of Gemara that perhaps we should leave for the upcoming short daf. We'll leave it for tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, in a nutshell, we had a sugi of Seder, of sequence. Yiddishkeit is about being organized. Everything has its time and place. We spoke about the Karbonis, which ones comes first. We spoke about the Chiyav Lahachis, to save, save a person in danger. Who comes first? We had the Ish, the Isha, we had the Kohen, the Levi, the Yisrael, all the way down the list. We discussed the mice and the cats, things which are the Shachech Limud, which things which are enhancements for Limud and Zikaron. And then we had the list of leaders and the levels of Kavod accorded to them. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.